Okay, so what did we see? Do you remember that brown water picture from Kewaunee County? That's the day that we started doing this test, right? That lady's well turned brown. So this is, I've got, I'm showing you precipitation in hour increments. So the rain started at 8 o'clock in the morning on October 26th. The water level in my shallow well, we're looking at this well, starts to rise about 5 hours later, 1 o'clock. These are the water chemistry signals from that well. So we've got fluid conductivity here in red, which is slowly but steadily going up. And then we have this other thing called CDOM, which is colorimetric dissolved organic matter. So soils have organic matter, right? And when water pushes through it, it sort of flushes that organic matter out. So notice, like, if we're taking stuff from the soil zone and we're shoving it into this shallow well, it's taken the peak of that, like it starts coming through at about 2 o'clock on the day of the rain, and it peaks about 2 o'clock the next day, about 30 hours later. Okay? You know, this is a lot. This is probably the trickiest slide. Now let's go look at the guy's homeowner well, right, where he doesn't have much soil, but he's got pipe down to 200 feet. And let's see what we saw in his samples. We didn't see a lot of pathogens. We did see coliform bacteria, which is bacteria present in the soil everywhere. And this is actually a log scale. So this is like factors of 10, 1, 10, 100. And we get this really nice peak, right? And it lines up with this really nice peak, which it's telling us it's taken 30 hours from water to move the soil zone and get all the way down into this well. The water table is about at 20 feet. So this is coming into the water table and then shoving down like 180 feet to get as well within 30 hours, which is kind of amazing. Okay, so we're gonna finish up this section. Recharge and water quality. It's really rapid. Okay, wells respond 1 to 2 days of rain or melt events. Most of our recharge occurs in early spring with snow melt, although you get some fall and winter events as well. Total coliform counts can vary a lot. And the reason I think about this a lot is, like, think about when you tell a homeowner to take a sample for bacteria. And he does, right? Well, what's it going to be the next day? Or the next day, right? With this kind of variable water quality, it's a hit or miss, right? And then the thing that's different about Northeast than here is recharge penetrates hundreds of feet into the saturated zone, like, in a day or two, right? So it also means that well construction doesn't really protect the homeowner that much. And that's going to be different down here. So up there, not a big deal. Down here, it is a big deal. Okay, now we're finally getting to your home stretch here. Geology and hydrogeology of Southwest Wisconsin, which is where we are. So first, we're going to look at what is the bedrock geology, what is the superficial geology, how does groundwater move, and some results from the Southwest Wisconsin Geology and Groundwater Study.